This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A new bill would require respirators for wildland firefighters. Concern has been growing in recent years about the long-term health risks. The Mountain West News Bureau's Murphy Woodhouse has more.
The Healthy Lungs for Heroes Act was introduced by Democratic California Senator Adam Schiff and Republican Utah Senator John Curtis. If passed, the Agriculture Secretary and other officials would have a one-year deadline for a plan to make such devices available. Wildland firefighters typically face exposures to numerous known carcinogens and other toxins on the fire line without any airway protections.
What people don't understand is you're working all day in the smoke, and then you go back to fire camp, and it's in a valley, and you're breathing smoke all night.
That's Reva Duncan, vice president of the advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters, which backs the bill. The legislation is also co-sponsored by another bipartisan pair, Republican Tim Sheehy of Montana and Democrat Alex Padilla of California.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Murphy Woodhouse.
The Colorado chapter of the League of Women Voters is going to court after being banned from doing voter registration at citizenship ceremonies. CPR's Megan Verlee.
For years, civic groups like League of Women Voters have attended naturalization ceremonies and handed out registration paperwork to the new citizens. But the Trump administration says only state and local election officials are now allowed to do that. Colorado's is one of several League of Women Voters chapters who signed on to the lawsuit. They argue the new ban violates their First Amendment rights and was enacted capriciously and without following required federal processes. I'm Megan Verlee, CPR News.
It's just about 7:06. This is CPR News.